Wāhaka tuatahi, Section 1. Ka tohu o te wā me ka kupu mahi. Tenses and verbs. Ka āhua taka o te reo tuatahi. Grammar Point 1. Tenses and basic verbal sentences.
If we want to start looking at verbal sentences, it's pretty important to make sure we have a few verbs at our disposal. There may be some verbs you're more likely to use than others, so don't be afraid to compile your own reference list using the trustworthy old dictionary. Just one word of advice, however, make sure you look at a dictionary that gives you an example of the word in a sentence, because sometimes the English word can have plural meanings. For example, the word break can mean to break something or to have a break. The former in Māori is whatsi, and the latter, whakatā. And just like in English, they mean two completely different things. Anyway, here are some honeys to get you started.
Haere.
Go, went.
Hikoi.
Walk.
Kai.
Eat.
Eke.
Get on something.
Kaukau.
Swim.
Tū.
Stand.
Takoto.
Lie down.
Hāparaki.
Shout.
Oma.
Run.
Peke.
Jump.
Kau.
Bite or chew.
Heke.
Get down from something.
Oho.
Wake up.
Noho.
Sit.
Karaka.
Call out.
Kohete.
Growl or scold. Tenses indicate time, which is why we can translate them as ka tohu o te wā, signs of the time. And no, that isn't a reference to any waiata of days gone by. They tell us what time is being referred to, talked about or implied. For the moment, we'll look at how tenses are used in ordinary verbal or active sentences. There are three tenses in Māori: past, present and future. They will nearly always come before the verb or kupu mahi and will tell us when the action is being carried out. As a little trick, we can often pick which tense to use in Māori by looking at the end of the Pākehā word or at another word in the sentence. Let's start with examples using past tense markers. For simple past, we use the tense marker e. The clue on the end of the English word will often be ed or en. For example, using the base verb jump, when we add ed, we get jumped. So in Māori, to say jumped, we say i peke. If we want to talk about continuous past action, we use ite. The clue in English will be was, and then the suffix, ing, on the end of the verb. So to say was jumping, we say ite peke. The next tense marker is kua. This one is slightly more complicated as it indicates an action started in the past but not necessarily finished. The clue in English will be the words has, have, or had. So to say has jumped, we say kua peke. We also use kua to talk about a state, and in these situations, we'll usually find it associated with the English word be or being. For example,
kua ready.
To be ready.
Kua mahiti.
Be used up.
Kua mutu.
Be finished. From the past to the present, to talk about continuous present action, that is something that's happening right now, we can use either kaite or e, then a verb and ana. The clue in English will be the word is or am, and then the suffix ing on the end of the verb. So to say is jumping, we can say either kaite peke or e peke ana. There is one difference between these two markers, although when used for present tense, they both translate exactly the same. E, ana, can also jump time and be used in past and future as long as the beginning of the sentence clearly sets the context. Kaite, on the other hand, can only ever be used for present tense, so don't be jumping no warps with this one. And finally, if we take a step back to the future, and I'll stop trying to be clever around about now, we have one basic tense marker for future tense, ka. Although ka, like e, ana, can jump time zones if it's preceded by another tense marker, especially when telling a narrative, when it is the main tense marker, then it refers to an action that will take place. For that reason, our clue in English will be the words will or shall. To say will jump is therefore ka peke. Okay, so now that we've got the tenses sorted, let's look at the structure of an ordinary verbal or action sentence. In English, it's easy to remember, three A's. Now, I know that haunts of three R's, but I assure you, it's not that scary. Action, then actor, then acted upon. We can translate these into Māori. Kupu mahi, then the kaimahi, then the kupu imahia. These are the three main sections of a basic verbal sentence. We start using the tohu o te wā, the tense, and then the action or verb. For example,
ka haere, I haere, kua haere.
The actor or kaimahi is preceded by the rōpū tī. So, adding on to our little sentences,
ka haere te takata. Ka haere te takata. I haere a maru. I haere a maru.
Or if a pronoun is used, then simply
kua haere rātou. Kua haere rātou.
Now we've covered the kupu mahi and the kaimahi, we get to the last part of the sentence, which is the kupu imahia, which is being acted upon. This is the object of the kōrero and is preceded by either the word I or ki. The I indicates the thing that's being acted upon, while ki indicates movement towards the object. The I and ki rules are almost as complex as the a and o rules. They're only little words, but they have many applications. I'm going to give you an easy-peasy rule that will do us for the meantime. If you can use the word to in English, then use ki for the Māori. Otherwise, use I. Here's an example. I walked to town has the word to, so we would say
I hikoi au ki te taone.
Whereas I walked in town doesn't have the word to, so we translate it using I.
I hikoi au I te taone.
Practice this new structure by translating the following sentences using simple past tense. Remember the order. Action, actor, acted upon. Hine went to her room.
I haere a hine ki tōna rūma.
Maru walked to the shop.
I hikoi a maru ki te toa.
Kahu set the table.
I hora a kahu I te tēpu.
Raki washed the clothes.
I horoi a Raki I ka weruweru.
Now for some of the other tenses. Listen carefully to the clues in the English sentences. Hine was going to her room.
I te haere a Hine ki tōna rūma.
Maru is walking to the shop.
Kei te hīkoi a Maru ki te toa. E hīkoi ana a Maru ki te toa.
Kahu will set the table.
Ka hora a kahu I te tēpu.
Raki has washed the clothes.
Kua horoi a Raki I ka weruweru.
Okay, now we've got a thing going on. We'll make it easier for you and give you the Māori to translate. Brace yourselves now.
I taki te pēpi ki tōna hākui.
The baby cried to its mother.
I te patua maru I tōna tuakana.
Maru was hitting his brother.
Kua kai ka tamariki I a rātou kai.
The children have eaten their food.
Kua pānui a hākoro I te puka puka.
Dad has read the book.
Kai te kōrero a hākui kia hākoro.
Mum is speaking to Dad.
E mātakitaki ana a Pautū I te pauaka whakaata.
Pautū is watching the television. Ka pai rā koutou, you're so kerewa.